This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi survived an assassination attempt with armed drones that targeted his residence early Sunday. An official said he was unharmed. The attack was a major escalation amid tensions sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Two Iraqi officials told the Associated Press that seven of al-Kadhimi's security guards were injured in the attack with two armed drones, which occurred in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone area. They spoke on condition of anonymity. He later appeared on Iraqi television, seated behind a desk in a white shirt, looking calm and composed, saying cowardly rocket and drone attacks don't build homelands and don't build a future. State TV says Iran's military has begun its annual war games in a coastal area of the Gulf of Oman less than a month before upcoming nuclear talks with the West. The report said Sunday that Navy and Air Force units, as well as ground units, are participating in a more than 1 million square kilometer area east of the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Nearly 20% of all oil shipping passes through the strait to the Gulf of Oman and Indian Ocean. The withered carcasses of livestock are reminders that drought has descended yet again in northern Kenya, the latest in a series of climate shocks rippling through the Horn of Africa. As world leaders address a global climate summit in Glasgow, they're watching their beloved animals suffer from a lack of water and food. For example, Yusuf Abdullah says he has lost 40 goats. This is VOA News. The United States is about to reopen to fully vaccinated foreign travelers and citizens of other countries who receive shots widely used in other parts of the world are scrambling to get re-inoculated with U.S.-approved jabs. The U.S. will implement a new air travel policy Monday to allow in foreign citizens who have completed a course of vaccine approved by the Food and Drug Administration or the World Health Organization. That leaves people in Mexico, Hungary, Russia, and elsewhere who receive the non-approved Russian Sputnik V vaccine or the China-produced CanSino vaccine ineligible to board U.S.-bound flights. Some have gone to some lengths seeking out Western-approved shots so they can travel freely. A federal appeals court temporarily halted the Biden administration's vaccine requirement for businesses with 100 or more workers. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Saturday granted an emergency stay on the requirement by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration that those workers be vaccinated by January 4th or face mask requirements and weekly tests. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry says the court action halts President Joe Biden's administration from moving forward with what he calls unlawful overreach. Labor Department's top legal advisor, Seema Nanda, says the administration is fully prepared to defend the safety rules. Authorities say at least 98 people are dead, 30 others critically wounded after an oil tanker truck exploded near Sierra Leone's capital. Large crowds gathered to collect fuel that was leaking from the tanker after a collision with another vehicle. Video obtained by the Associated Press showed a giant fireball burning in the night sky following the explosion late Friday, as some survivors with severe burns cried out in pain. Charred remains of the victims lay strewn at the scene, awaiting transport to mortuaries. Authorities say that they plan to watch video, interview witnesses, and review concert protocols to determine how 8 people died at a Houston music festival when fans suddenly surged toward the stage to watch rapper Travis Scott. City officials say that they are in the early stages of investigating the pandemonium that unfolded Friday evening at Astral World, a sold-out 2-day event in NRG Park. An estimated 50,000 people were in attendance. The dead ranged in ages from 14 to 27, and 13 people were still hospitalized Saturday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.